Well, this morning, we've got a, I've got some information I want to share with you here this morning. It's our introduction here this morning. We've got our Branson trip for this summer all set up and ready to go.
Already?
Yeah. You talk about changing the weather. It'll be warm when we get there in June.
You bet.
Usually is. Look forward to the warm weather, don't we? We've got our Branson trip all ready to go this year. I know a lot of folks will be getting letters in the mail. We always send out letters noting all of the details and stuff to those folks who have gone with us in the past. And this will be trip number 10. This will be our 10th trip now that we've sponsored our 10th annual trip to Branson. And it's coming up on June 11th through the 14th. This year. Those are the dates, and we've got plenty of shows and food and stuff lined up for you, and attractions, and actually got a new location to stay, too, this year. So let's start with the digs. Let's start with that here this morning. When we head to Branson this year, we're going to be staying at the Stone Castle Hotel. Now, the Stone Castle Hotel is a facility that's been dramatically renovated over the years. It's located just off Green Mountain Drive in Branson, so it's in a pretty pretty accessible place for us. They have plenty of room. They have handicapped accessible rooms, things like that for us. They have all kinds of other things like free Wi-Fi and alarm clocks, a hair dryer, cable TV, all the stuff you'd expect to see at most places, you know, the standard fare. And we're going to stay at a little different location this year on that trip to Branson. The Camden Inn and Conference Center always treated us very well. But you know what? Well, we called this year to find out about reserving those dates. They were all booked up.
Wow.
Well, they're living up to their name. It's a conference center, and they've got a conference there at that time. So they were all booked up, so we had no success there. So we looked at a couple of different options, and we found some like properties that we could stay with when we head down there to Branson this year, but chose the Stone Castle Hotel just simply because of its location more than anything else. The three options that we looked at were all very similar, but the other two were kind of off the beaten path a little bit more, and, you know, it's not... We spent enough time on a bus. No sense adding about another 15 minutes every time we hop in the bus just because we have to get from there to the main strip.
There you go.
Doesn't make much sense, right? So yeah, the Stone Castle Hotel is where the Branson crew will be staying this year. Now, like always, it's a Tuesday through Friday trip this year. June 11th, Tuesday morning, we'll be taking off here about 7:30 or 7 o'clock in the morning to head off to Branson. About 7:30, I think, we'll take off from here and head on down to Branson, where we'll get there. We typically get in around 4 o'clock thereabouts, get a chance to get checked in on the trip down. Of course, we make a few stops for lunch and, well, you know, the other necessary breaks. And when we get down there, we're going to head over to Montana Mike's Steakhouse for a dinner that night. And then the very first show you're going to see is going to be one of the finest. So this is one that we actually scheduled a couple of years ago, but due to some financial hardship, they ended up having to close that show after a very, very, very long run. And we ended up having to make a change in our schedule at the last minute. Well, it's back under new management and ownership, and it's running once again. So we've got the Shepherd of the Hills Outdoor Drama that very first night. So that's going to be a pretty good show, and we'll enjoy that. That's a tradition in Branson for a very, very, very long time. We've had a number of folks ask us about putting it on the schedule, and yeah, we tried a few years ago. It didn't quite work out for us, but we've got it on the show, on the schedule list for you this time around. That'll be the first show we see on Tuesday night, June 11th. Now, after we enjoy some nice rest after a long first day of travel and a nice show, then on Wednesday we've got another full day. We're going to start the day by heading over to the Hamner's Variety Theater, where we'll enjoy the Beach Boys California Dreamin' tribute show. If you like the oldies and that era music, 50s, 60s kind of stuff, that's what we're going to enjoy that first morning. That'll be a 10 o'clock morning show. After that, we're going to head over to a restaurant called Gettin' Basted.
I guess that's better than getting toasted.
I love the name. That's awesome. They'll have lunch for us there. Then we're going to head over to the Dewey Short Visitors Center for a little opportunity to learn more about the Table Rock Dam and some other things in that location. Once we head off of there, we're going to head over to, speaking of the dam, we're going to head over to another thing that has water involved. We're going to head over to the Showboat Branson Bell for a dinner cruise. And that'll include, if you've been to Branson before and enjoyed the Showboat Branson Bell, well, we're going to have dinner there, and we'll also enjoy the show that they provide as well. And it's always kind of fun also to go out on the decks and up top level and take a look at some of the surroundings there, too, if you get the chance. After that, we're going to head over to the Titanic Museum. We did that the first year we went to Branson back in 2010. Haven't done it since. We drive by it all the time, and folks were asking, can we do that? Can we do that? So, yeah, sure we can. We're going to put that back on the schedule this year. So that'll be how they'll round out the evening that night with the visit to the Titanic Museum. Lots of interesting stuff there. Then after a good night's sleep on Thursday, folks are going to head over to the Blackwood, the Branson Famous Theater for the Blackwoods show. That'll be our first show of the day, a 10 o'clock in the morning show. After that, we're going to head over to Florentina's Ristorante Italiano. Say that real fast. Florentina's treated us real well last year, had a nice meal there, so going to head over there for lunch, and once we finish up there, there'll be a little bit of time for shopping, and then going to head over to the, after a little bit of respite in the afternoon, then we're going to head over to Mel's Hard Luck Diner for dinner that evening, and once we finish there, it's off to the Jim Stafford Theater for the Jim Stafford Show. That's another show we did the very first year we went to Branson in 2010, and we're going to put that back on the schedule for you this year, too. It's an all-new show. In fact, I believe he took a little time off in Branson, and now he's back, and Jim Stafford and all of the performers there will have a good show for us that evening, so that should be a lot of fun. Then get a good night's sleep, because Friday, June 14th, that's coming home day. That's breakfast and then heading home. And everybody's ready to get back home after a quick 3 days of lots of stuff going on. So, yeah, we've got a lot of things going on. 5 different opportunities for you for shows, including the Shepherd of the Hills Outdoor Drama, the Beach Boys California Dreamin' Tribute Show, along with the Showboat Branson Bell activities there, the Blackwoods Show, and then also the Jim Stafford Show. As we already documented, plenty of good food there. Hey, in addition, of course, breakfast every morning is provided there by the hotel. And, you know, one difference between this hotel and the places we've stayed in the past is they don't offer the evening ice cream social like some of those other hotels do. But you know what? They aim to please. We asked, they're going to deliver. They're going to do it just for us.
All right.
So, yeah, we said, hey, you know, usually when we get to stay at these places, they offer us an ice cream social when we get back at night. Any chance? And they said, sure, we can do that. You're bringing how many busloads? Yeah, we'll do that, sure. So you'll get an opportunity for that as well. You'll learn a lot more about all of this as well as the days and weeks go on, as we'll have this in coming days posted on our website. And, of course, as I mentioned, all those folks that have traveled with us in the past will be getting letters in the coming days with all the details and information. Now, with all of that going on, we kept the price the same this year. Price is exactly identical to last year's trip. So, you know, you expect everything to go up year after year after year. We were able to keep it the same this year. So the prices on that, if you're looking to get signed up, would be the double occupancy rate is $495 per person. That includes everything. I mean, unless you want, like, a soda and popcorn at the theater or some souvenirs, you don't even really have to bring any money. It's all pretty well covered for you. You know, bring enough to eat lunch on the way down and on the way back home on the bus. But otherwise, yeah, that's all-inclusive. It includes everything there, including the motor coach transportation. $495 per person, double occupancy. The triple occupancy rate is $460 per person. And the quadruple occupancy rate, if you want to stay four to a room, $435 per person is the cost. If you want your own single room, $625 is the cost on that. So it's all exactly the same price-wise as we had last year. We worked hard to try to keep the price reasonable again for you here this year. Lots of good stuff going on there. You'll have until the end of March, so you have 2 months. Today's February 1, so you have 2 months to get signed up, but I'm telling you, don't wait till the last minute. The last few years, we've had a hard time accommodating all the requests. So if you want to get in on our bus trip, it's very simple. All you need to do is stop by or call. Stacy can put you on the list. But remember, you're not officially in until we have check in hand. So until you get us payment, we'll have you in pencil on the list. But make sure you give us a shout, let us know, and Stacy will get that list started today, and we'll get you signed up for our Branson trip, the KJAN Branson Getaway. Again, that's coming up June 11th, 12th, 13th, and 14th. Leave here on Tuesday, June 11th. We'll return on Friday, June 14th. And in between, lots of good food, lots of friends, and some really good shows and attractions going on again this year. We always have a good time with that. Hope you get a chance to get on the bus with us here this year and join us in Branson coming up later on this summer.